First off, it's all about the you.
You deserve to be admired if you make it back quicker than you lost it. Think about it. Work.
You niggas serving up a bad batch, too much bacon on it.
Welcome back to the CanesInsight.com podcast. I'm your host, Larry. Well, it's been a while, but we back. We're going to jump right into the podcast, actually. Canes Insight's own Peter Ariz, a.k.a. Chico DeBrow, he sat down with Miami Hurricanes commitment offensive lineman from Cincinnati, Ohio, Alex Gall. Earlier this week, we had a bunch of users submit questions for Alex, and he was great, and he was able to answer a bunch of them for you guys. So, we're going to take a quick music break, but on the other side of it, Peter sits down with Alex Gall.
I'm here with Miami Hurricanes commitment Alex Gall. Alex, thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
Yeah, no problem. How are you?
Good, good. You know, we have a bunch of questions here from the fans. They've submitted them over the last day, so let's just get right into it. This one's from Grogs26. What is it about Al Golden that makes him stand the other coaches?
Just his overall drive as a coach. He just, everything that he does, he's driving his players to a new level and trying to push them to be the best players and best men they can be. Not only that, in the classroom, that's off the field, just being a good person to everybody and not treating people how they should be treated. And so I think he's really instilling that in the young men, and that's what I find to be the best about him.
All right. Now this one's from P City Kane. What separates Miami from the other schools that you've done research on?
When I went to look for schools, I went to look for a combination of everything. A good football program, good coaches, and a good school academically. So Miami obviously had it in academics, and they have a passive and a great football team, and they're bringing it back. And I really met the staff, and Coach Kehoe was amazing, and Coach Golden was just awesome. So just kind of fell in love with it when I got on campus and met everyone and took it from there.
All right, now this next one's from The You Nuff Said. What was the moment on your visit to Miami when you knew this is where you wanted to be?
It might have been the second day I was visiting down there. I was sitting in Coach Fish's office talking with Coach Fish and Coach Kehoe, and they stepped out for a minute, and I looked at my parents, and I just kind of smiled and said, you know, this is where I want to be. And we were actually getting ready to go meet with Coach Golden. So when I sat down in his office and just kind of looked around and talked to him for a little bit, at that point I knew for sure that's where I wanted to be. And so right there in his office, I told him that I was committing and that's where I wanted to be.
All right, cool. Now, you just talked about a little bit of your relationship with Coach Kehoe and a couple of coaches there. This question's from GKane44. Have you actually talked to the coaches about what position – you're going to start out at on the offensive line, and also how would you feel about playing center?
They haven't told me specifics as far as position-wise. They said prepare yourself to play anything. I'm not the tallest guy, but I'm not the shortest guy. I'm kind of in between right now. So I don't know as far as what I'll play. I would guess I'll play guard or center. Regarding the center question, I'm definitely open to that. I took snaps this year just to practice, and I think it's a great position. I would love to give it a shot, and it's also a position where you need to know a lot of football knowledge. So I think that'd be a lot to put on me, and that'd be something that I'd be willing to take on and help lead the offensive line.
And what's your favorite part about playing on the offensive line?
I just kind of like the feeling that that everything's kind of on your back, and it rides on you. You miss a block and get your running back hit. Obviously, you're going to lose yards and you're going to get them hurt. And so everything that you do is going to affect the game. So I feel like I like having that pressure put on me where nothing's going to happen without me. And I like that. I mean, offensive line, you get no glory at all, which is fine. And it's a position where you kind of have to accept that you're not going to be the guy on the newspaper, on TV. You're going to be that guy who's working as hard as you can every play and every practice and getting in there and getting beat up a little bit, but willing to know that you're going to protect those guys behind you, and you want to know that they trust you. No matter what, that you'll have their back on and off the field.
Now, what do you feel are the biggest strengths of your game, and what do you think you need also?
I got pretty good hands as far as hand speed and my punch and everything, and I'm pretty good at run blocking. If anything, I'd say my footwork's fine, but it can always get better, and speed can always get better, especially stepping up to the next level and playing with some of the guys that I'm going to be going against. I need to obviously get a little bit faster and kind of work on my agilities and stuff like that. So I think that's probably the thing that I'm going to start to work on and get ready for the next level.
All right, now we're going to transition over a little bit to the recruiting side of things. This next question is from The Raging Wolf. What Miami commitments or recruits have you talked to the most?
The people that I talk to the most, I talk to Jeremy Kerr, all the time. I mean, we plan on being roommates, and the coaches actually suggested that we be roommates after we asked each other if we wanted to be roommates. I talk to him, on a regular basis. I'm always talking to him, just asking him how he's doing and seeing what's up with him and getting ready for asking him about his visit and asking about his all-star games and his season and just that kind of stuff. And then also, I kind of keep in contact with Hunter Knighton. After he committed, I reached out to him, and he's a good kid, and I started talking to him, and so starting to build a relationship with him. And I've talked with Kevin a little bit. I just started talking to him a little bit more. Talked a little bit with Standish and met him while I was down there along with Kevin. But other than that, I've tried to talk to a few kids. Some are harder to reach than others, and some I just don't have their like phone numbers or whatever, and I'm working on that, and so I'll reach out to them here soon.
Now, you know, there's obviously a lot of big time kids Miami's still recruiting that are, you know, undecided, haven't chosen where they're going to be playing yet. What's your message to those kids, all those kids on the fence that are considering Miami?
I think that people just need to give Miami a really good look and a really good chance at a place where they can see themselves. Like I said before, not to mention it's a great academic institution. You gotta see what Coach Golden and his staff are doing right now. I mean, they're pushing their guys to new levels, and just their numbers in the weight room have changed extremely for the good side since he's got there. He's been pushing them to new levels for speed and agility, and guys are getting bigger and faster and stronger. Not to mention, he wants to teach you how to be a good man. He wants to make sure that if you don't go to the NFL, you're going to be a good person out there, and that you're going to be able to get a good job. And he just wants to teach all aspects of life so that you're prepared for things that are going to come on the field and things that are going to come off the field. So when you look at Miami, you need to notice those things and see that it is a really great place, and it's somewhere that you could see yourself and be happy.
All right. Now, Kersey75 wants to know what schools offered after your commitment to Miami.
I think I don't know if any did afterwards. A few tried to contact me, and I kind of shut down my recruiting. The schools that contacted me and said, "Hey, give us a call." I said, "Hey, I'm 100% committed to Miami. There's nothing that's going to happen. I'm not taking any other visits. I'm not looking at any other schools. I'm sorry." I said it in the most respectable way, but I basically said, "I'm done, and it doesn't matter what you're going to tell me. I'm sticking with Miami."
Now, you know, when kids from your area, the Midwest, come down to Miami, a lot of times they have trouble fitting in. You know, the athletic director just left a few months ago because I guess he didn't fit in, whatever. But a lot of people said there were rumors that he didn't like the lifestyle down here. What do you think? How do you think you're going to be able to fit in down in Miami? It's a lot different from where you're from.
You mean as far as what, or you're
just transitioning from the lifestyle from Ohio to Miami?
I mean, it's going to be a huge transition. Obviously weather is going to be a huge change for me. I mean, but I think it's something that I'll have to learn to get used to and kind of grow up with. And like, it gets me far enough away from home where I cannot depend on my parents. I can't be like, "Hey, mom, dad, I need your help. Can I come home for a little bit?" Like, I would have to hop on a plane, and it's still a 3.5-hour plane ride just to get home. So I'm far away from home. So I have to grow up and become a man and kind of learn the ways of life that, I wouldn't get if I was closer to home, because I would have that ability to go home and have my parents kind of baby me. And, by being this far away from home, I'll really have to grow up and see what the real world's like. I mean, I'm not going to have that opportunity to fall back on someone or get help. I mean, obviously I'll have the help of coaches and other players and stuff like that, but, it makes me grow up, and it's going to be a big change. And I think I'm going to be okay with coping with it. And obviously, making friends with the guys, that's not going to be a problem. I mean, most of the guys that I've talked to are awesome and seem really, really likable and good people. And so, that should be the easy part. And I think that the kind of switching into the school, obviously going into college is going to be a little bit different than high school. So there's just a few things I'll have to cope with and kind of change. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that big of a problem. I think I'll be fine, and I'll be able to adjust easily.
All right. Now, this next question comes from Lou Kane. We know you're solid to Miami, but are there any other offers out there that you'd like to have?
I can honestly say no. I've visited other places, and there's places that have come to me, and there's people that offered me to come to camp and said, "Hey, if you head up to our camp, we're going to give you an offer or whatever." And I don't know, nothing that I've visited or talked to anybody or looked up or researched or whatever, nothing really compared to Miami. When I stepped on Miami's campus and started meeting people and looking at things, I got a different feeling, and it was a really great feeling. And I never really got that in any other colleges. And I never had that same feeling where I was like, "Wow, this is the place. This is where I want to be. There's no doubt in my mind. This is where I want to be. And I'm going to go here." And I got that in Miami, and I didn't really get that anywhere else.
Is there a program you kind of grew up rooting for?
Both my parents went to UC. We had season tickets. I mean, we went to all the games, and I grew up like in UC, and I never really set myself, like, said, "Hey, this is where I want to go." And so when I got into the recruiting process, I mean, I looked at them, obviously. I mean, it's a hometown school, and parents went there, and it just wasn't for me. And, another school was probably, Notre Dame. I liked them a little bit, for a while. And then, once I started getting older and got into high school and I knew the recruiting process was going to start, I basically took every school that I liked and just kind of eliminated it and just watched college football in general and said, "I don't want to be a fan of a school because I don't want that to push me to a certain school." I didn't want to, because I was a UC fan, I just go to UC. I wanted to eliminate that. So, early in high school, I eliminated every school that I liked and just kind of said, "I'm going to watch college football. I'm going to visit places. I'm going to go to camps and see what I like. And so that's what I did. And I feel like I made the right choice.
Now, this next question was probably the most asked question that people were submitting. How's the negative recruiting towards Miami? Do you ever get any coaches from other schools? I mean, obviously you said you shut it down kind of early, but did you ever have any other schools telling you, look, don't go to Miami, you have the NCAA stuff looming, anything like that?
No, actually, I don't. There was never really anybody trying to use that against Miami. People said, hey, keep us in your mind. If something goes wrong or if a problem occurs at Miami, we'll always be here. So if you ever change your mind, just let us know and we'll get back into contact with you. But nobody ever said, don't go to Miami. It's a bad school or they're in trouble or anything like that. If anything, when people asked you where else you were being recruited, they would just say, oh yeah, that's a great place. They got great coaches or, whatever. I mean, I didn't really run into any of the negative recruiting. I'm sure it goes on. Actually, I know it goes on, but, I didn't run into any of it.
Have you ever talked to any other recruits that I know you've been interacting with? Have they told you this school's telling me don't go to Miami? This school's telling me NCAA stuff is coming. Has anyone told you that you've talked to?
No, not that I've talked to. I mean, I've heard of kids, it happening to kids, and but not many. The people that I talk to on a regular basis, I've never really heard of it being used against Miami.
All right. Now, C-Spot ONG wants to know what your goals are at the University of Miami.
Obviously, I want to come in and I want to get bigger and stronger, but I want to earn a starting spot. I want to work as hard as I can to get that spot. I don't want anything to be given to me, and I know it won't be. I want to come in and I want to earn a spot and hopefully have the ability to possibly be a captain. That'd be awesome. I'm the captain of my high school team, and it's a great feeling to know that other people are looking up to you and looking to you when something's going wrong and depend on you when something is going wrong. And I like that, and I like being in that type of position where I can help lead people. And if I had that opportunity, that'd be amazing. And then obviously I want to push my abilities to the best I can so that I could have a chance at the NFL. And if I don't, I obviously want to do as – either way, I want to do as well as I can in the classroom and graduate and do everything else there.
All right, we have some rapid-fire questions here. Just answer them, you know. You can answer them quickly, short, whatever. Have you ever been in a fight?
I have, unless it was on the football field, I've never been on a fight off the field. I'm not a guy that likes to get into fights. I mean, if somebody's getting in trouble, I'll be there to help them. But not a lot of people look at me and want to fight.
Now, you know, you visited a lot of schools out there. What school had the best looking women?
Oh, my. It's hard to tell, because most of the time we were around a lot of girls, but top three, Miami, Michigan State, and probably Ohio State.
Who is your favorite all-time UM player?
Ooh. I don't know. Ray Lewis is so fun to watch, and now that his son's coming in our class, and it's kind of sad to see him retire, but just watching him play football is crazy, and the amount of energy that he plays with is amazing.
What's your height and weight?
Right now I'm around 6'5", 295.
And how much do you bench?
Huh?
How much do you bench?
315 was the last time I maxed out. I haven't maxed out this year yet, though. Well, after the season.
Now, this question right here is gonna tell a lot of people how true of a Cane you are. How much do you hate Florida State?
Oh, I'm already starting to hate them a ton. Now that I look at it, the whatever their little chant is, That is annoying and stupid.
Now, this next question, it'll be the last question. It's very random, but I was told that it was of great importance. Where's the best place to get Cincinnati-style chili?
Cincinnati-style chili. It kind of all depends. If you're looking for a chain, Skyline, that's a common one, and a lot of people hit that up. But I like Blue Ash Chili, really good. They have obviously chili and cheese conies and three ways and deli sandwiches and that kind of stuff. And but yeah, Skyline has like three ways, four ways, five ways, which is cheese spaghetti chili or cheese spaghetti chili beans. Cheese, spaghetti, onions, beans, and then chili cheese dogs and all kinds of stuff like that. And they're both really, really good.
Well, there it is. We have Alex Gall answering all the hard-hitting questions from Miami fans. Alex, thanks again for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Great interview, Pete. And thanks to Cincinnati's own Alex Gall. One last thing before we go. We got a bunch of All-Star games this week. Peter, any thoughts?
Yeah, well, the Under Armour game, a couple things I'm looking forward to seeing are baby Jesus, Kevin Olsen, just announced tonight that he's getting the start at that game. So, you know, it's always tough to get a good judge on these quarterbacks at All-Star games just because they don't really have many repetitions with the receiver and stuff. But, you know, pick up on the little things such as demeanor and his leadership qualities, can see that. And also, I want to see how defensive end outside linebacker Tim Williams looks. You know, there's been reports all week that, you know, he is undersized, but he's still an explosive pass rusher off the edge. And obviously, Miami has a decent shot with him. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there and how he performs in the game. And also in the Army All-American game, obviously, the two big names that have interest in Miami are Al-Qadim Muhammad and Keith Bryan. I want to see how Keith performs considering he was at the Dade Broward All-Star game a few weeks ago, and you know he didn't look his best. I can't really put too much blame on him just because, you know, it's tough, not much of a rotation at an All-Star game like that, but I want to see how he looks against the top competition in the nation. And, of course, Muhammad, he's a dominant pass rusher. Let's see if he can step it up on that big stage.
Can we expect any commitments from any of these games? We have a couple.
Well, obviously, the big one is Muhammad. I'd expect him to pick Miami. That's pretty much it, honestly. The other kids that are in the game, such as Stacy Coley at the Under Armour game. We mentioned Tim Williams, Matthew Thomas is also playing. They aren't making an announcement. So and Keith Bryan, as we talked a week or so on the board, he's not going to be announcing at the Army game as we expected. So Muhammad's really the only one we're looking at here.
Well, all right, I guess that'll about wrap it up. Thanks again to Alex Gall for answering all of our posters' questions. If you want to give us any questions, want to leave a voicemail, comment, concern, or just want to troll somebody, hit us up at 786-233-9164 or leave us an email at canesinsight@gmail.com. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes. Well, for Peter Ariz, I'm Larry, and...
Well... Bye.
We don't care about nobody except this you. We don't.
And if you're not done with that,
you can all go to fucking hell. You can all go to hell.
It's so clear. I got a feeling we're getting winning that my money be the root. Look up at the stars, she like, honey, where the roof? Pull up in the dogs, canaries, they go on roof. Even once had a job pouring top on the roof. That boy had it hard, no facade, it's the truth. So now when I'm a nodger, get massage, it's the proof. Proof's in the pudding, in that throw the taking. Paper that I'm making, gotta take photos. Listen, like whistling at Wendy Williams. I flip my
I'm chilling on 20 million. The rumors turn me on, I'm at the top. So excited, so they never. I'm dodging debacles like potholes in Jamaica. We cut down the, bury the paper on the makers. Martin had a dream, Bob got. I still do both, but somehow I got by.